As many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth.
Repeat it one more time, Mr. Bossman, please. And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is. Yep, born in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. Can I say I told you so? I mean, on everything concerning the president's announcement this morning, we'll play you some highlights and lowlights of both the president's announcement and the statements by his preferred opponent in the presidential race. Since it's unlikely that Ron Paul will actually be the Republican nominee, I think Obama's fondest dream is to run against Donald Trump. Precisely because that would shatter the Republican Party, and the Republican Party, there would be some kind of third party movement, because Donald Trump is not, repeat, is not a conservative, never really has been. And look, this is what the president wants. And that's one of the reasons that he did this. The main reason that he had not released his birth certificate, as I've told you a thousand times, is because it hurts Republicans to talk about birther issues. It does. It's always made us look stupid. It's made us look fringy, irrelevant, pathetic, losers, demagogues, creeps, money-hungry scabs. Yeah, like the people at certain websites who have feasted off this thing, even though they knew it was phony, even though they knew it was a lie, even though they knew it was absurd. They've actually taken money from gullible people, and that's what it's been all about from day one. And I told you that, and I told you that, and I told you that. Now, if you believe that President Obama has only released a false birth certificate today, or that the issue must continue, or you can't let it go, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. But I do want to say, this is going to be the last day. Literally, how many times have we said that? That's true, Jeremy. No, this better be the last day that anyone anywhere, but particularly on this radio show, talks about President Obama's birth certificate. Now, his college transcripts, that's even more absurd. I'll tell you why a little bit later. Here was the president of the United States this morning at the time of the epic announcement. I'm sure everyone will remember exactly where you were, the same way as with any other big historic event, September 11th or November 22nd, 1963. Everybody remembers where you were when you actually heard. When President Obama dropped the bombshell this morning, where were you?
As many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with bemusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going.
Okay, he's not the only one puzzled, but he is the only one who actually benefited from this. This and people who sent out fundraising letters or sold worthless websites based upon. By the way, I really do hope that at least some people who are listening to me this moment, who are hearing my voice, you will do what I told you to do a long time ago. Don't ever, ever go back to or trust any of those creeps and losers and scabs who tried to exploit this issue. Do you remember the lie that said Barack Obama had spent $2 million trying to hide his birth certificate? I told you all along it wasn't true. If he spent, why do you think that lie was out there? Well, because it fit in just like with the stupid lie that his grandmother, it wasn't even his grandmother, had said that he was born in Kenya. Or the stupid lie that says, based on manipulated video, that he said that he was born in Kenya. I mean, this is pathetic stuff. It's demagogic stuff. It's Nazi-like stuff. It's creepy and stupid and discrediting. And frankly, it is wretchedly evil. Why? Because it undermines the conservative cause. Because it empowers Barack Obama. Because it makes it vastly more likely that he actually could get reelected. Let us go to further statements from the leader of the free world, the President of the United States.
We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital.
Okay, both the Clinton campaign, when Hillary Clinton was running a ferocious campaign against Obama, and the McCain campaign, and everyone else who's ever looked into this has never come back with even the slightest doubt that he was born in Hawaii or that this mattered in any way. The president continued.
And so I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. There are a lot of folks out there who are still looking for work. Everybody is still suffering under high gas prices. We're going to have to make a series of very difficult decisions about how we invest in our future, but also get a hold of our deficit and our debt. How do we do that in a balanced way?
All right. There's another issue, Mr. President, which is that there is a real possibility of economic doomsday coming up in about a month, maybe a month and a half, when the debt ceiling gets hit. And seriously, I have looked at this, and I'm trying to protect my own family, for God's sake. This is about as serious as a heart attack. And the chances of them actually raising the debt ceiling, of President Obama doing what he needs to do, which is agree to meaningful budget caps, spending caps, for him to agree to a balanced budget amendment. He needs to do those things, or the Republicans will not raise the debt ceiling, and we are going to have a major economic calamity. And this is the real deal. It really is. I mean, much, much worse than anything that happened in 2008. Now, the president won't mention that, but he does conclude by saying,
I'm confident that the American people and America's political leaders can come together in a bipartisan way and solve these problems. We always have. But we're not going to be able to do it if we are distracted. We're not going to be able to do it if we spend time vilifying each other. We're not going to be able to do it if we just make stuff up and pretend that facts are not facts. We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
Okay, he's right to characterize this as a sideshow and carnival barkers, but it didn't start just now. You see, the irony in what the president said is this started, as the president acknowledged, more than 2 years ago. It was actually in 2007 that the initial creeps, that guy Berg in Pennsylvania, loser, pathetic truther, too. It started then when those people started with this stuff. And the president, was it a distraction then? Yes, of course it was a distraction. Why didn't he release his birth certificate then? Why didn't he just make the phone call that he apparently made to the state of Hawaii and produce this thing? Because he knew it made our side look bad. Here's the president.
Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people.
The same.
As well as
majority.
To the press. We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
It's true.
We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve. And I'm confident we can solve them. But we're going to have to focus on it. Not on this.
Inspiring. Will this go down in history as one of the great moments with President Obama? No. But what about Donald Trump? I hope that this thing totally destroys any serious talk of Donald Trump as a presidential nominee. Remember, I was the one at the very beginning, at the very outset, when he talked about maybe he'd get in before he gave his speech at CPAC. I thought, oh, it'll be a good thing for the Republican Party if Trump gets in. And I still think that. I do. But I don't think it would be a good thing if he's taken seriously as a presidential possibility. That would be a very negative thing indeed. Why? Well, listen to his response to the president's press conference today. Trump is up campaigning, or kind of sort of campaigning, actually trying to boost ratings for Celebrity Apprentice, where he says he will announce his long-awaited decision about his campaign or his exploratory committee, or, like Newt Gingrich, his exploratory feelings. Donald Trump had this to say about the birth certificate released today.
I'm very proud of myself.
Of course
you are. Because I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish.
Something wonderful.
I was just informed while on the helicopter that our president has finally released a birth certificate. I'd want to look at it, but I hope it's true so that we can get on to much more important matters so the press can stop asking me questions. He should have done it a long time ago. Why he didn't do it when the Clintons asked for it, why he didn't do it when everybody else was asking for it, I don't know.
Okay. He's right about that, of course. The president should have released it before, but it was working for him. When people would bring up this stuff for the all-important independent voters who decide every darn election, of course it increases sympathy for Obama, and it does not increase sympathy for the people who are questioning where he was born or the circumstances of his birth or what his mother was doing or, God knows, his college record. Trump continued.
But I am really honored, frankly, to have played such a big role in hopefully getting rid of this issue. Now, we have to look at it. We have to see, is it real? Is it proper? What's on it? But I hope it checks out beautifully. I am really proud. I am really honored. Now we can talk about oil. We can talk about gasoline prices. We can talk about China ripping off this country. We can talk about OPEC doing numbers on us like nobody has ever done before. We can get on to issues, and hopefully when I sit down with interviews, people don't start talking about birth certificate, like they've been doing. So I feel I've accomplished something really, really important, and I'm honored by it.
Okay, what has he accomplished exactly? Remember he said he had sent out the investigators, he had investigators on the ground in Hawaii. I think it's a lie, frankly. I would like to call Donald Trump out on this, frankly. If you have investigators in Hawaii and he told people you won't believe what they are, you won't believe what they found. Okay, let's bring the investigators forward. And he said you won't believe what they found. Let's see what they found. I mean, he is so full. Oh, listen to the way he handles this question.
Mr. Trump, you said yesterday, you said 2 days ago, we hear that it's missing. Before that, you said you wouldn't believe what my investigators on the ground are saying. Do the people in this country now need to doubt the information you're being given? Were you making this up? Where did this information come from?
No, I think what you're going to see, first we have to look at the certificate, but I am really happy that this has finally taken place, because we have some issues that are unbelievably important.
Okay, he didn't answer the question. What about those investigators? Bring them forward. You wouldn't believe what they're saying. And then he tries to raise yet another stupid issue. Listen to this.
The word is, according to what I've read, that he was a terrible student when he went to Occidental.
Oh, my God.
He then gets to Columbia. He then gets to Harvard. I heard at Columbia, wasn't a very good student. He then gets to Harvard. How do you get into Harvard if you're not a good student? Now, maybe that's right or maybe it's wrong. But I don't know why he doesn't release his records. Why doesn't he release his Occidental records?
Okay. Why doesn't he release his Occidental records? Probably because he's embarrassed and probably because he did benefit from some kind of affirmative action. So what? So did lots of other people who admitted it, like Colin Powell, right? This is outrageous and it's insulting. And by the way, it is so counterproductive. Look, this goes back to the same kind of stupidity of people wondering, whoa, Obama's not intelligent. Of course Obama's intelligent. So is Jimmy Carter, and he's a terrible president too. And today when you have Democrats, when you have big liberals who are saying that Obama is the second coming of Jimmy Carter, how does it help the conservative cause for one moment to try to go back to his college records? And by the way, I am very happy to release my college records and my records in graduate school as well. I'm very, very proud to do that, right? I have nothing to hide. But you know what? The idea that people should be disqualified, because U.S. Grant, who was one of the most successful generals in American history, had a very bad record at West Point. He did. So what? And by the way, who said he had a bad record at Occidental? You know who said it? Barack Obama. He says it in his book. This is pathetic. And yes, you know what the left is going to do. They're going to jump forward and say, this is racism, this is racism. Barack Obama is a smart man. He is a smart man in an academic sense. He, by the way, did graduate magna cum laude, the second highest level you can graduate from Harvard Law School. He did. And for people to try to attack him based on his academic record is so foolish and so counterproductive. And especially when we're heading toward a debt ceiling that could end up not being raised and cause a serious financial collapse. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.